Cain. Yal Cain al yedei ha-pirud shebein ha-saimim, through the separation, through the machlekes that takes place among the enemies, al yedei zeh yesh lahem arichu zman v'kiyim b'yeser. Rabbeinu Zal says, Yal Cain al yedei ha-pirud shebein ha-saimim, through the machlekes among the saimim, al yedei zeh yesh lahem arichu zman v'kiyim b'yeser. That's what allows them to live longer. Why? We said that they can draw from the Mayach until all the Maisrais of the Mayach are used up. And when the Maisrais finish and the Das becomes clear, then the Klipois fall away. They have nothing more to draw from. And when there is pirud among the klipos, ein lohem koyach lina karbe, they can't draw that much. V'yankim ma'at ma'at, they draw very slowly. V'alkein ayideze marichet zvan yeser, this is what allows them to live longer, to have a longer, a more drawn-out existence. Ad sheigmaru lina kol ha'maisros. Avol kishemechabrim hasainim yachad, but when the sainim get together, azai yankim harbe, then they can draw a lot at one time. Vaazai yankim b'mehera kol ha-maisrois, they draw quickly from all the maisrois, v'noiflum kanal, and then they have an afila, which means here Rabbeinu Zal seems to be saying that it's better if there is achdus among the sainim, so that they can, among the klipais, so that they can draw more quickly from the maisrois, so that their end can come more quickly. As soon as they finish drawing from the maisrois, they're finished. They're literally finished, Rabbeinu Zal says. Now we'll see soon how Rabbeinu Zal is going to tie this in with what he said before. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'ze bechinas sarois kluin shenimtzoin bevnei adam shekoyrin kaltanis." This is what refers to certain hair within a person, which is braided. It's like a double hair together within a person, and there's a name for this called kaltanis. Said that when the kovod is returned to them, in the beginning, it starts off, their rulership starts off with machlekes. And Rabbeinu Zal explained why. Right. Rabbeinu Zal had said that where is the main place where the klipos tried to be yonig from? From the mayach. Because the mayach is chachma, it's chias. That's where they draw the yonika from. And Rabbeinu Zal said they can't draw from the mayach itself. They only draw from the maisrois of the mayach. And Rabbeinu Zal said that they draw until all the maisrois of the mayach are used up. When the maisrois of the mayach are used up, they fall out. The klipos can't have any more yonika. And Rabbeinu Zal said this is the sign why when a person gets older, his hair falls out. Because Rabbeinu Zal said the hair symbolizes the klipos. The more hair there is, the more it shows that the klipos are having a yonika from the mayach. As a person gets older, his brain has less maisrois. There's less garbage in it as he gets older. The mayach becomes more tzach v'tzol, more clear. Therefore, the hair doesn't have that much moisturize to be oichezim, therefore it falls out. This is what Rabbeinu Zal had explained. And this is what we had left off. I think, v'alkein. Rabbeinu Zal says, we're in the middle of ois vav, the words v'alkein. V'alkein, al yedei ha-pirud, shebein ha-sainim, through the separation, through the machlekes that takes place among the enemies, ayidei zeh yesh lahem arichu zman v'kiyim b'yeser. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'alkein ayidei ha-pirud shebein ha-sainim, through the machlekes among the sainim, ayidei zeh yesh lahem arichu zman v'kiyim b'yeser. That's what allows them to live longer. Why? Ki hein yoinkim ad sheyichle kol ha-moisro shebamoyach. We said that they can draw from the mayach until all the moisrois of the mayach are used up. Va'azai kishinich la ha-maisrois via hadas tzach v'tzolol, and when the maisrois finish and the das becomes clear, azai yiplu, then the klipois fall away. Ki lo yi elohem oyginika, they have nothing more to draw from. Va'yidei ha-pirud sheyesh b'neihem, and when there is pirud among the klipois, ein lohem koyach lina karbe, they can't draw that much. V'yankim ma'at ma'at, they draw very slowly. Valkein, Aidezeh, Marichet Zvan Yeser. This is what allows them to live longer, to have a longer, a more drawn-out existence. Ad Sheig Marulina Kol HaMaisros. Avol Kishemechabrim HaSainim Yachad. But when the Sainim get together, Azai Yainkim Harbe, then they can draw a lot at one time. Va'azai Yainkim B'mehera Kol HaMaisros. They draw quickly from all the Maisros, Venoiflum Kanal. And then they have an Afila, which means, here Rabbi Elazar seems to be saying that it's better if there is achdus among the Sainim, so that they can, among the Klipais, so that they can draw more quickly from the Maisrois, so that their end can come more quickly. As soon as they finish drawing from the Maisrois, they're finished. They're literally finished, Rabbi Elazar says. Now we'll see soon how Rabbi Elazar is going to tie this in with what he said before. Rabbi Elazar says, "V'zeh bechinas sarois kluin shenimtzoin bevnei adam shekoyrin kaltanis." This is what refers to certain hair within a person, which is braided. It's like a double hair together within a person, and there's a name for this called kaltanis. Shehoilam chayishim lekatzitzon. People are afraid to cut that off. They're afraid. In other words, when hair comes out of a person, like a thick mound of hair, it's not coming out as one hair, it's coming out as a few hairs together, like. People are afraid to cut it, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yoradeh, it's brought their opinions that a person should not cut that before, a person should let it fall out by itself. He shouldn't cut it. Rabbi Elazar is going to explain, Rak sheyiplu me'aleihem. People are afraid to cut it. They wait for it to fall away by itself. Rabbi Elazar explains now what it is.
A lot of hair is growing out of one root.
Exactly. No. It's
elf
not a sickness.
Thing.
Huh?
It's called elf-lock, I think. Elf-lock, I think it's called.
Elf-lock?
Yeah.
In English?
Yeah.
Which means?
Well, it means this, but it's called, well, you know, the people that used to believe that it came from the shade and whatnot.
Right,
the
right. But Rabbi Elazar is going to explain soon exactly what it is, how they could have gotten that opinion, number one. But what it looks like is like a few hairs coming out from the same root,
know,
very close together.
Also,
yeah, exactly. And Rabbi Elazar is going to explain now exactly what it is. Rabbi Elazar says, "V'sedechinas saros kluin shem son of neodam shekoyin kalten is shoyim chayishim lekatzitzim rak sheyiplu me'aleihem." Meaning, Rabbi Elazar explains, when a person has a lot of maisrois in his mayach, azai mutba beteva adam kaviyochel, Hashem made it within human nature, within the human metabolism, Hashem made it work, sheyetsu sarois kluin, that these groups of hairs should grow out. Why? Kedei she'al yedei kili'uson v'hischabruson yinku b'yoyser. Through the fact that these hairs are so closely connected, they draw more and more quickly than had they been separate. They're able to draw out from the moisturized hamoyach more quickly. V'yuchlu linak kol hamoisturized harbe shebamoyach. They can draw up all the multitude of moisturized in the moyach. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch suggests a person should not cut this before its right time. It could do damage. If you cut out these hairs without letting them fall out by themselves, it could cause damage. How? Through the fact that the maisrois are still remaining in the head. Because you no longer have these saris kluin to be able to draw out the maisrois. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar is saying the following. A regular person who has a regular quantity of maisrois in his head, the normal quantity of hair that grows from his head, if he keeps it properly, he mows the lawn at its proper times, by doing that, he's constantly cutting away the maisrois of the mind. The hair is hooked up to the brain. It draws the maisrois of the brain out. Kaviyochel, Hashem did the Jews a favor, were it not for hair, Chas v'shalom, the maisrois within a person's head would stay there and would destroy the brain. The hair is an outlet whereby the hair is yainik, the garbage from the mayach. All of that goes into the hair. The hair is cut off or it falls away. By doing that, that's a sign that the maisrois have been finished up. There's nothing more to draw out. This is why Rabbi Elazar said, as a person gets older, you'll note that he has less hair, because he needs less hair. He no longer needs that huge quantity of hair to be able to constantly sap out, draw out from the maisrois. Rabbi Elazar says, what happens when a person has an unusually large amount of mice rice? Kaviyachol Hashem made it within human nature that this thing should grow out of his head, so that this thing is able to draw more mice rice than regular hair. So it draws out more mice rice than usual, and it helps maintain whatever the proper quantity of mice rice within the mayach should be. Therefore, since this serves this specific purpose, if you were to cut out this thing before its right time, before it drew out as much as it was supposed to draw out, you're leaving those mice rice in your head without anything to draw them out. That could be dangerous to a person. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here. Okay? Next, Rabbeinu Zal says, now we'll show you how this is connected to that statement in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Nida, that when Hashem Vayiven, Hashem Elokim Satzela, and we have a debate between these two Chachamim, one says that Hashem gave Chava Bino Yisera, the other one said, Shekolo, he braided her and brought her to Adam. Rabbeinu Zal explains, V'zeh Bechinas, this is what we started off with, Malameid Shenosan Bo Bino Yisera, one says that Hashem gave Chava Bino Yisera, Rabbeinu Zal says, Bino Yisera, Hainu Bechinas Moisreis Hamoichin. Rabbeinu Zal is using the term Bino Yisera in a derogatory sense. Yeser means Moisreis, Miloshin Moisreis. The Bino Yisera, meaning the Moisreis Hamoichin, Bisham Yonkin Hasairis, it's from these Moisrei Hamoichin that the hair draws. Shemisham Yonika Hasoichin Kanal, that's the where the Yonika the Klipois comes from. V'zehu v'chad omar, and one opinion says, Malameit shekilo l'chavo, that Hashem braided chavo. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu hach v'loi pligi, this and this are one and the same, there's no argument, they're explaining a concept. Meaning, ki al yidei moisreis sheba moyach, sheze b'chinas bino yisera kanal, through the moisreis within the head, which we're labeling here in quotes, bino yisera, mize bo sairois kluin. That's what generates these elf-locks within the hair, b'chinas shekilo l'chava, that Hashem braided chava, meaning he caused the hair to come out in these groups, in these braids, to be able to draw out the bina yisera, the moisreis that don't belong there. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ha-kovoid hi b'chinas chava. Kovoid is a b'chin of chava, shehi ha-tzela, she was this rib, shehi b'chinas ein kol choy. If you recall, we said before that the kovoid is the ein kol choy, that's the sheirish of the neshamas of Israel, because Jeff, where do all the neshamas of Bnei Israel come from? From the kisei ha-kovoid. The kisei ha-kovoid in of ein ben and bas, the kisei ha-kovoid is aim. Olam HaKisei is Olam HaBriya, which is aim kol choy, and it's kovoid. Rabbeinu Zal says, that's pshat, that kovoid is called the aim kol choy, from which all the nefeshes come from. That's what Rabbeinu Zal brought in this Torah in the beginning, ki ha-kovoid hu aim kol choy, v'hu sheirish kol ha-nefeshes, referring specifically to the kisei ha-kovoid, which is the aim kol choy, from which all the neshamas come from originally. Just a second, and that's why, if you recall, we said Gedola Tshuva Shemagas at Kisei HaKavoid. Tshuva is Bina. Nun Shari Tshuva, Nun Shari Bina. Tshuva is Bina. No question about it. Yeah. Unless from open it from the top, and Rabbeinu Zal is going to piece together a whole binyan here. In other words, absorb each piece separately. You'll see soon that all of it is going to be tied together. Rabbeinu Zal says, Va'azai kishebo ha-kovoid chodosh el ha-odom. If you recall, we had said previously that whenever a new kovoid comes to a person, he's got to be careful. It could be coming either to his advantage or chas v'shalom to harm him, to kill him. Kovoid elikim ya'aspeko. When a person's about to be gathered in chas v'shalom, there is an increase in kovoid. Lifnei shever go'oin. Before a person has a nefila or yerida, there's a kovoid that comes first, meaning that right before a person passes away, he has this tasis kovoid. That's why you'll note that it's told about the Arizal and the Baal Shem HaKadosh that they were mispal bedafka before their histalkos, al tevayeni regel gaiva. Why at that time bedafka? Because of what Rabbeinu Zal says in this Torah, that the... Huh?
Yeah,
you had mentioned it in relation to Shabbos, why we greet the Shabbos with a display of kavod.
Because
so here a person is going back to the kisiyah kavod, so there has to be a corresponding
increase in kavod. Kavod Hashem yaspeko. Well, that's what the pasuk says here, that histalkus is a bechina of the nefesh going into kavod. They beg that the kavod should be a kavod of kedusha, not chas v'shalom a gaiva, because it's brought that a neshama could get gaiva from a big funeral. If a neshama has a big funeral, then a neshama could chas v'shalom get gaiva from it. They will misfall. They shouldn't get hurt by it. So now Rabbi Nezal says, "Vazai kishabo hakavod chodesh el ha'odom melubosh b'seichoi nefesh kedusha kanal." And within this kavod comes wrapped up a nefesh of kedusha. Tzorech liroy slahilid. Oh, Rabbi Nezal says, "Tzorech liroy slahilid es hanefesh benokel." The person has to see to it to bring forth this nefesh easily, b'loy kishui ha'loda, without difficulty of giving birth. Meaning, Rabbi Nezal says, you have a person. There's a new nefesh coming to him in a form of ibur or in any form. That nefesh comes wrapped up in kavod. That's what Rabbi Nezal had explained at the beginning of this Torah. Now, when this nefesh is being put into him, that's a bechina of a haylada. In a sense, he's giving birth to a new nefesh. Haylada comes with difficulty. There could be kishui like the chas v'shalom, or it could come easily. Rabbi Nezal says the person has to see to it that the haylada should be benokel without kishui haylada. Why? Rabbi Nezal explains, ki hakavoid hi aim kol choy kanal. Kavoid is the mother, the aim kol choy, as we explained before. V'hanefesh melubeshes bo ki'ubor b'me'ei imoy. And this nefesh comes wrapped up in kavod like a baby comes wrapped up in its mother's stomach, in that exact manner. Rabbi Nezal says, ulefomim kishiyesh chas v'sholom b'chinas kishui leileid yecholin lehistalek shneihem chas v'sholom ho'em v'havlat. At times, chas v'sholom, when there is a kishui ha'ilodo, it could cause chas v'sholom, the mother and the vlad to pass away, meaning dahainu hakovoid v'hanefesh. At times, kaviyochol chas v'shalom, when Hashem wants to be meisif a nefesh to a person, at times if things go the wrong way, the nefesh and the kovoid could both be nistalik. Oy lefa'omim nistalik echot miyam chas v'shalom. At times, either the mother passes away or the vlad passes away. Either the kovoid is nistalik or the nefesh is nistalik. Kefi inyan hakishui leileid. Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, v'tzarech lirois lahilid benokel b'loy kishui. A person has to see to it to give birth without kishui, without difficulty. How? We'll see soon. Everything's going to be explained. V'achakach kishenoylad hanefesh. And then afterwards, when the nefesh is already born, meaning it's brought forth from its casing of kavod, it's taken out. Rabbi Nezal says, tzorech legadel es hanefesh. The person has to see to it to raise this nefesh, to raise it properly. But Rabbi Nezal says, ubeiz bechinois elu, these two concepts, dahinu ha'hoylodah v'hagidul, the giving birth and the raising, nas nal yedei yiro v'yahava, are brought out through Yira and Ahava. They require Yira and Ahava. In order for a person to be Meilid, it requires Yira, and for the Gidul, requires Ahava. Rabbi Nezal explains, Shehem Bechinas Beiz HaYodayim, Beiz Yodayim, this refers to the two hands, Yad HaGdoyla V'Yad HaChazoka. Yad HaGdoyla is the right hand, Yad HaChazoka is the left hand. Rabbi Nezal explains now, Ki HaHoylodo Nasis Al Yedei HaYira. Chaylada comes through Yira. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ra'odo achazosom shom chil kayoleda. A tremendous fear grabbed them, latched onto them. They trembled like a woman giving birth. So we see yoleda, chaylada, is an Indian of fear, trembling, Yira, as Rabbi Nezal had explained in Teres Samach, if you recall. V'achar shenoylad, and after the vlad is born, azay magdilin oiso al yedei ha'avo. The gidul is done through gidula, through chesed, through ahava. Bebechina, says the pasuk says, eile toildois hashomayim v'ho'oretz behi bar'om. Rabbi Nezal says, hainu behi bar'om, shehu li'achar habriya v'ha'ilodo. This refers to shomayim v'oretz after they were created. Now we're going to tell the tales of shomayim and oretz, behi bar'om, after they were already created. Meaning, azai megadlin oiso Sheolach Rabri Vailoda, Azai Megadlin Oisa Yedei Bechinas Avraham. In order to be Megadel, the Vlad, that's done through Ava, through Bechinas Avraham, Shehu Bechinas Ava, Bechinas Yad Yamin. Vezehu, this is why the Medrash Rabbah says, Behi Borom is the letters Be Avraham, Kemuva. That the raising of the world was also a Bechin of a new Nefesh in a sense. That's done through a Bechin of Chesed, through the Bechin of Avraham, which is the Yad Yamin. So we have Chaylada, which is done through the left hand, which is an Inyan of Yira. We have the Gidol, which is done through the right hand, an Inyan of Avraham, an Inyan of Chesed. We're going to see soon what and why and when and how all of this goes into effect. Rabbi Nezal says, Vezeh Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim, Vi'ato Moshel Bakoel. You, Hashem, rule over everything. Hainu Bechinas HaMemsholo VaHamalchus. This refers to Hashem's rulership and kingdom. Bechinas Melech HaKovoid Kanal, referring to the union of Melech, the union of Kovoid. Sheshom Melubosh HaNefesh. There is cloaked the Nefesh. The Nefesh is cloaked in Kovoid, in Malchus. Rav Nezal says, Ubeyodcho Koyach Ugvura. Note, the Pasuk says, Vi'ato Moshel Bakoel, referring to Melech, referring to Kavoid. How do you deal with this Kavoid, this new Kavoid that's coming that has a Nefesh in it? Ubeyodcho Koyach Ugvura, Ubeyodcho Legadel Ulechazek Lakoel. The Pasuk says, Rav Nezal says, Hainu Bechinas Beis Hayodayim. This refers to the two hands that we discussed. And note, which one is listed first? Ubeyodcho Koyach Ugvura. First it lists the left hand. Ze Bechinas Yad HaChazoka. Gvura is a name of Yad HaChazoka, which is the left hand. Ubeyodcho Legadel Ulechazek Lakoil. Ze Bechinas Yad HaGedoyla. That refers to the right hand. In other words, the Leda, the first step, the initial step, is through Yira, the left hand. Then the Gidul is done through the right hand, through Chesed. Rabbi Nezal says, Shal Yedei Bechinas Beis Hayodayim Elu, through these two hands, Bechinas Yira and Avo, Moilidin Umegadlin HaNefesh HaMeludeshes BaHakovoy. You raise this Nefesh which comes cloaked in its covering. Now, in the simplest of simple, simple terms, which we were zeicha to hear from Rabbi Zichrona Levracha Zchus Yagon Alein of Al Kol Yisrael, what is this talking about? You have a kibbutz. You have, what is the real Malchus Tikdusha? Rabbi Nezal has a Torah, Torah Nun Tes, where Rabbi Nezal refers to the kibbutz of the Tzadik Emes. What name does he give it? The Heichal HaKodesh. That the kibbutz of the Tzadik Emes, that's the meaning of the Heichal HaKodesh. He tries to build a Heichal HaKodesh. Heichal is Begimatria Aleph Aleph Nun Yod, which means the Malchus Tikdusha. That's the real Malchus. That's the Iker Mokoim of Kavoid. That's the Iker Mokoim of Kavoid, the kibbutz of the Tzadik Emes. Any time that a new Nefesh comes to the kibbutz of the Tzadik Emes, there's a Bechin of Chaylada. It's a question, this Nefesh is coming to the kibbutz, and it's coming encased in a Bechin of Kavoid. At that time, the Nefesh comes with its own Bechin of Kavoid, with its own Bechin of Malchus. Rabbi Nezal says, at that point you have to know that there's a two-step procedure that has to take place. There's the Chaylada, the act of bringing forth, bringing out, opening up the case of Kavoid, opening it up nicely and pulling out the Nefesh, which is a Bechin of Leida, and then there's the Gidul. Rabbi Nezal says these two steps must be done through the Yad HaChazaka, the left hand. You must start off with Yira. When a person becomes Mekurov to a kibbutz of Kedusha, the introduction must be Yira. The first thing he must be taught is Yiras HaKavoid for the kibbutz of the Tzadik Emes, for the Rebbe, the Manhig, especially at the time that it was Rebbe Zal. And then the Gidul is through Avo. You have to be Makariv. Once that Yisoid of Yira has been laid, that this person knows each time he walks into that shul, it's with a Yira. Each time Rebbe Zal walked in, he stood up with a Yira, with a fear. Then the Makariv through an Avo, you show his Harvus, inviting for Shabbos, all the Avo that was shown at that time, the way, the exact manner in which Rebbe Zal carried on. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about here. That's one concept of this whole union of a Nefesh and being careful with it, and sometimes it comes for the benefit, and sometimes it comes to harm. There are times when the nefesh comes to hurt the one who it's coming to hurt the kibbutz that it's coming to, and then the tzadikim, as the money, has to have the seichel to be able to know how to remove this problem, chas v'shalom, which could cause damage. Rabin, go ahead.
What did you mean when this nefesh comes, you said you have to open up, you have to, how you love this, you have to open up the cover,
meaning,
pull out another nefesh?
No.
Pull out this?
The nefesh comes. How does it come? It comes in a casing. Its casing is covered. Just like when a baby is born, it's not born open. It's born in its mother's womb, closed up. Rabbi Nazar says, Beruchnius, it always works the same way as Begashmius. Beruchnius, it works the same way. When a nefesh comes, it comes in a spiritual casing of covering. The initial step that has to be done, there must be a leda. Leda is toluy in yiro, chil kai, trembling. It must, and that when we say that a person comes to the kibbutz of the tzaddik emes and he comes the right way, it means he's born the right way. When a baby is born, a baby could be born defective if it's pulled out the wrong way, chas v'shalom, or complications that take place, chas v'shalom, at a time of childbirth. Here also, if there isn't the proper yira at the time of the initial birth, that causes the whole nefesh to be lopsided, upside down, where it causes problems later on. This is the secret of the tzedakah that we give when we say the words V'ato Moshel Bakoel. Zev, open the window a little more. Come on, bottom. The tzedakah that we give by V'ato Moshel Bakoel. Kial yedei hatzdoko moitzin umalin es hakovoid v'amen sholo kanal. Through tzdoko, we take out and elevate the kovoid, the malchus, as we said previously. We said that tzedek refers to the malchus when it's in the hands of the klipos. Tzdoko refers to it already having been taken out. Enazal says now, v'ze bechinas kevoidi chodosh imodi. V'kashdi biyodi tachlif. Eiv said, Hashem, please give me a new kavod constantly. V'kashdi biyodi tachlif. And my power, my strength, the strength of my hand, tachlif, should be able to affect a constant change of kavod. Meaning, people seeing my strength being renewed constantly, they should be willing to give me a new kavod constantly. What is this referring to? When a person receives a new kavod, azay tzorich lahachlif ulahavir hakishui al yedei bechinas yodayim kanal. There's a kishui that could come with it. Birth generally is associated with difficulty. He has to exchange. Be machlif. The word here is machlif. Vekashti, vekishui beyodi, through the power of the yodayim tachlif, exchange it. Meaning. Through this bechina v'yodayim, the yira and ava, that's what causes this kishui, the difficulty, to be removed. Rabbi Nizal says, v'ze bechinas chiluf shem ekye. This is the secret of the exchange of Hashem's name ekye, shehu shem beiz vav chof vav. Shehu begematria yodcha, she'al yodoi ha'hoilodo kiyodua, that name of Hashem is what causes childbirth. Va'ayin bekavona yishalvata ma'ishim ha'koil, and you'll understand the rest. Period. This is what Rabbi Nizal says here. Now, for 1 minute, the Arizal says that in these words, va'ato ma'ishim ha'koil, you have over there a concentration of the whole side of the Shechina, the Malchus Kedusha. How do you see it? Number one, the simple words, Meishel. Meishel means ruler. Bakoil refers to the Shem Bon, which is Malchus. Of Hashem's four names, of Sog, Mo Bon. Bon is the Malchus. Be'ata Meishel, you rule. Who rules? Bakoil rules. The Shem Bon within your Kevoke, that's the one that rules. The Arizal says also, you'll note that the last letters of the Ata, Meishel, Bakoil, make up the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Hey Lamed Lamed, which is Bigamatria 65, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, all referring to the Malchus Kedusha. Now the Malchus is the lower Shechina. If you recall, we said over here that Malchus is called Tzedek. You'll note that when the Pasuk Shechina, there's two Shechinas. There's Rachel and Leah. There's the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina. Where does the lower Shechina draw its Chiyas from? From the upper Shechina, from the Shem Ekye. How? how is Ephraim give his to the Malchus? We said that we've said many, many times that the Malchus is referred to by the letter Dalet, right? Why? Because the Malchus is always known as Dala Va'aniya. The Malchus is poor. Poor. The Arizal says that Hashem's name, the Shem Ekya, when it's Neschalef, meaning you take the letters after Ekya, after Aleph comes Beis, after Hey comes Vav, after Yud comes Chaf, after Hey comes Vav, Beis Vav Chaf Vav, the chiluf of Ekya is Begematria Dal. Dal refers to the Malchus Kedusha, meaning the Arizal says here's where we see an association between Ekya, which is Bina, and Dal, which is Malchus, the lower Shechina. It's specifically, the Arizal says, it's through this Shem, Beis Vav Chaf Vav, that the Bina is Mashpia to the Malchus. Whenever Bina wants to send down Shefa to the Malchus, Kaviyachol, it has to be done via this name, Beis Vav Chaf Vav, which is Begematria Dal, through which we see a hookup. There's a hookup. Dal is Malchus. Ekya is Bina, they're connected via Beis Vav Chaf Vav. Beis Vav Chaf Vav is really Ekya, and yet it's Dal, it's Malchus, it's both combined. The Arizal says, this is why we say these words, Ve'ato Moshe Bakoil, Ubiyotcha Koyach Ugvura. The Arizal says the first letters of Bakoil, Ubiyotcha Koyach Ugvura, make up this name, Beis Vav Chaf Vav, which is Begematria Dal, standing for the Malchus. And yet at the same time, it's actually the chiluf of Ekya standing for Bina, meaning that it's at the time when we say those words, kaviyachol, that the Bina is being mashpia into the Malchus, specifically at that time. V'ato Moshel Bakoil uveyotcha koyach ugvura. The first letters are Beis, Vav, Chaf, Vav. The Arizal says that this is the and then we say va'ato mechaye eskulam utzvah shemayim l'chom ishtachmim. The Arizal says, note here again, where is the chiyus coming from? From Bina to Malchus. Malchus, we always say, is an inyan of bakoil, everything. Malchus is the koilel. Malchus is kulam. Va'ato mechaye eskulam. Mechaye refers to Bina, because Mechaye is Begematria the Shem Sug. Mechaye is Sug, which is Bina. Va'ato Mechaye is Kulam. Bina is Mashpia into the Malchus. So here the Arizal says, at this point in time, we see this is where the actual whole Hailada of Shefa from the Bina to the Malchus takes place, but Afka at that little circle. The Arizal says that's why that's the most important place when you want to give tzedakah, whose mission is also the elevating of the Malchus, we said, by taking tzedek and adding to it the Chamisha Chasadim. The place to do it is bedavka when you say those words, V'ata Moshe Bakoil, you help to initiate this whole process of the Shefa going from Bakoil, Uviyadcha Koyach Ugvura, from Ekya into the Malchus. Bedavka at that point in time, that's what brings about the whole elevation for the Malchus. This is a little bit. When we learn next time in Mitzvah Shem, we'll explain it a little more. But this is what Rav Enizal is talking about here, about the Gidul HaMalchus. What?
About the two Shechinas. So you said that Ekya is Mashpia into the Malchus.
Right.
So where did the two Shechinas come in?
Bina and Malchus are the two Shechinas.
So one is Mashpia to the
exactly. Tzedek, Tirdaif. Both are called Tzedek. Both have to, you have to hook them up. How do you hook them up? Where do you see any connection where they could, a medium whereby they can meet? The answer is that medium is this Shem Beis Vav Chaf Vav, because it's Ekya, it's Bina, and it's Malchus, it's Dal, it's both. That's the intermediary through whereby Bina is Mashpia into the Malchus, but Afka at that time, which means that the Malchus is looking upward. The Malchus is trying to be pulled. It's not that they're on equal levels, Chas V'Shalom. The Bina is above. We're hooking them up this way. What can a person do to help give that Malchus a little push from on bottom to get it to go up to Bina? That's the act of giving tzedakah at that time. And that's why people say that the Arizal said to give tzedakah with both hands, because you'll note over here it says, ubiyadcha koyach ugvura, ubiyadcha, it says twice biyadcha, to give tzedakah, to put in the money like this with both hands, that's this whole meaning of the Yira and Ava, which is involved in the Gidul of the Nefesh. But Rebbe Zal said that the interpretation there doesn't mean physically with both hands. It means when we say that a person gives wholeheartedly, it's like we say he's giving with both hands, that kind of thing, meaning with a full measure. That's what the concept is, not literally. But that's all based on this inyan.
What was the reason it mentioned biyadcha twice?
What we're talking about here, the two hands, the Hailada and the Gidol.
I think the Tiram Nagalim is at that point just to give like a few prutas. Would it make sense for a person like that to give whatever stuff he's going to give for the week to divide up being 7 days and give it at that point?
The Arizal, right over here, says that this whole side is based with Afghan pruta. But that kind of proof of why the Arizal said, and he uses the word when he's talking about giving tzedakah, it's hysterical that you use that word. People just give a few protas at that time. The Arizal says that that bedafka, if a person gives a pruta at that time, he causes this whole thing to go into effect. The Arizal says, what's the side of pruta? Pruta is pei, resh, vav, tes, hey, right? We know that how is the whole side, what was the whole problem in creation? Originally, Chesed and Gvura were two separate entities. Things were fabulous. Because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, which was Toiv and Ra mixed together, Toiv and Ra mixed together, Ra is Begematria 270, Toiv is 17, 270 and 17, 287, with the Koilel, it's 288. This is what caused a pigam in the Reish Pei Ches Nitzutzos of Kedusha. 288 Nitzutzos of Kedusha, through this mixing of Toiv and Ra, which is actually Chesed and Gvura. Chesed plus Gvura is the Gematria 288. The Arizal says this is the side of giving a pruta to Saba, because pruta shows, when a person gives a pruta, the Pei Reish Ches stands for the Reish Peches Nitzitzis with the Koilel, which is Nistakim through a Yichud of Vav and K. The person brings about a Yichud of Vav and K, that's it. And the reason is so. Reish Peches with the Koilel is Reish Peites through a Yichud of Vav and K. So the Arizal says to note that he said he's telling you that it doesn't have to mean taking $20. With a Pruta, all of this goes into effect. That pruta is bedafka the whole tikkun of the malchus dekusha. How are you in the second malchus? By being mevara the toiv and the ra. What's the ikar limud whereby you're mevara the toiv and the ra?
Halacha.
Halacha is the letters hakawa. That's the ikar tikkun for the malchus dekusha, the bearer of the toiv and the ra. That's why bedafka over here is often
present. How does perish has stand again for the
toiv and ra?
I think it might
be a Reish Peches. Toiv and Ra is 287, with the Koilel it's Reish Peches. Chesed and Gvura is Begimakri, it's both. You see that what started out as Chesed and Gvura became Chas V'Shalom Toiv and Ra. How is it Mistakein? Bedafke through Tztaka. The Mistakein the Reish Peches Nitzutzus of Kedusha. How? By affecting a Yichud of Vav and K. Affecting a Yichud of Vav and K.
So that's you being the second Begam of Adam HaRishon.
Right. And that's what causes a heightening to the malchus. Literally, a heightening, a tikkun for the kala, the malchus
the
kusha.
And then yichud is what we do for giving tzedakah, but we just said we had the hate, etc.
Exactly.
And then what's this whole thing about Hashem being tzchalik? How can that form?
What do you mean by what's the whole thing?
I mean, you know, just adding on a letter, is that a new shame?
Of course. In other words, you have, for example, in Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, you have Chavav Zayin Vav, you have Beis Vav Chavav. It's not something that happens. This refers to certain exchanges of Eiris, Kaviyachal. When certain items get raised a level or lowered a level, it causes certain things to go into effect.
Is it Dafka Vav K here?
That refers to the basic Yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu Nishchina.
This is just to show you that you just need a proof of it. Stuff,
in other words, what he used a word, he said that, you know, this would seem to imply you got to give your whole money to Tztaka, whereas we who give a couple of prutas, the Arizal right over here, by this paragraph of the Atamai Shabakoyal says, now let me tell you, and this is the union of giving a pruta. Pruta is what affects bim, bim, bam.
Listen.
Go ahead.
How much is a pruta today? What do we figure out?
There's chilukai days about it. But what we give, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar, whatever each one gives, right, it's understood that that, especially, we who are zeche to know the super secret, what's our most precious weapon in our tefila? That one line that you say before the davening, Hareini, Mekasher, Esatzmi, Leholzadikim, you're being Mekasher, your whole tefillah of Shachris, with everything related to it, with the tefillin, with the tzitzis, with the talis, with the giving of tzedakah, you're being Mekasher all that to Rabbeinu Zal, to the only tzadik mamitim, they know how to put the whole thing together whereby it actually causes all of these things to happen.
Pruta by Rabbeinu Tzal Tzeva, Rabbeinu Tzal Tzeva,
giving a pruta to Tzeva. He used that loshin, that's the word that the Arizal uses. So you see that word,
that's what it is.